Well, howdy guys, now, do Femons have entitlement? Bit of a silly statement, really, because all us real males know Femons have entitlement. They get less jail time for the same crime a man commits, if jail time at all. They're allowed to go into court and lie through their teeth, without being charged with perjury. They can falsely accuse men of serious sexual crimes, and if it's found out to be lies, they are not held accountable. And there's loads of many other things in society where Femons have entitlement. Yet the Femons are still moaning that they're victims, of course. Well, they've been moaning for thousands of years, and that won't stop. They've got entitlement, they just want more of it. And most Femons know they have entitlement. But some actually don't know. It reminds me of that Femon that tried to play a man for, I think, a week. She dressed up like a man and sort of pretended to be one. And she was completely shocked how she was treated. So at least this Femon didn't realize the entitlement she had as a Femon. But basically it starts from birth, the entitlement on Femons. First off, the mother treats her differently. Special. We've all seen that, haven't we, guys? The mother always favors the Femon child. So consequently, the Femon child is spoilt, and sometimes has no idea they actually have entitlement. And that's why some people call Femons delusional, because they've been brought up in this entitlement, and they don't know any different. And it's the Femons, the mothers, that actually give them the entitlement from the beginning. And society doesn't help by appeasing Femons, far more than it appeases males. Most Femons don't appreciate the entitlement they have. Femons are protected by their mother, and then by society. And that's why one of the reasons Femons treat males in the way they do. It's called the princess syndrome, and nearly every Femon in today's world has it. The biggest mistake Femons said is they wanted equality, and very rarely, sometimes today, they get it, and they're devastated. I mean, let's say a Femon's in a situation having an argument with her husband or her boyfriend, and it gets out of hand. I mean, maybe the Femon's losing the argument. Maybe her husband or male is using something horrible like facts. Or maybe she's thrown something at him and he's thrown something back. She has the option to pick up the phone or use her phone to phone the police. And lots of them do that. And the cavalry will come and probably take the man away. But what happens when a man gets into a situation with a Femon? He has nobody to call, no cavalry. He's on his own. Then Femons believe they're not entitled. Modern Femons today act like children, spoiled children, who need a good taste of reality so that they appreciate what they actually have. Maybe that's why all these guys are turning trans. Straight away, you get more advantages in society. I don't think I'll be doing that soon, though. So really, do Femons have entitlement? Yep. Up the wazoo. You take it easy, guys.